Fashionista. Our fashionistas, Joan Lincoln. Hello, darling.
Good morning. My youngest daughter is moving out of my home, our home, her childhood home,
this weekend.
So what I'm going to miss most is every morning she comes up, she goes, so how do I look? Is this good for the office? Is this good for, you know, my corporate job?
Right.
But I read an article about a woman who her office attire reached a whole new level. Mm-hmm. And now I'm guilty of wearing my fair share of black. Christy's wearing black today, too. But she said in this article, she takes great care to present an inoffensive, uncontroversial appearance in the office. So in other words, she has
boring.
The new,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. 50 shades of beige. She wants to blend in. She doesn't want to be
with the walls.
She goes, if you notice my outfit, it's too much.
Oh, man.
And
serious?
Yep. Is her
is that
policy.
Good or bad thing, being a professional person as you are?
Can you imagine me in corporate America?
No, I could not.
No, I've never been there.
How about me?
Well, since you mentioned that, mm-hmm. you know, the challenge for not necessarily men, but most women during the summer is, you know, appropriate office mm-hmm. attire, because we have more options during the summer.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, you know, you can't wear that flirty floral dress that you bought for your girlfriend's wedding mm-hmm. to the office most times.
Hmm.
And I wouldn't say
that's too bad.
And I wouldn't say that wearing your, you know, family summer picnic outfit is appropriate either. So
except for here. It's required.
Except for Tony's.
It's required reading, baby.
There's just, you know, summertime office attire can be a real challenge.
Huh? Yeah.
And so I just say to my daughter, and I recommend to others, you know, just take a good look at yourself before you leave and say, all right, you know, can I really present myself in a professional manner?
So let me ask you, though.
Okay.
How boring do you have to be?
Well, I don't think boring comes into play, but most times, and again, I haven't been in corporate America for a really long time, but most times women tend to wear neutrals.
Okay.
Solids.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, they don't wear
a lot of stuff.
You know,
a lot of crazy
bold
stuff.
Patterns or, you know, loud florals.
You don't think,
I'm not opposed to those.
Right. But do you think corporate America is?
Well, I see how my daughters are dressing.
Yeah.
So
maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Paying attention.